Welcome to Listen In. I'm Brian Gahan, and this podcast focuses on the stories that are buried deep inside all conversations. Be it the kind of conversation you have with someone whose life experience is full of interesting POVs and insights, or the kind of conversation you have inside your own head around your own life experiences. So over the last few years, I've been on a personal journey, examining my life, what and how I focus my creative energies on. As one guide said, you're learning to build the plane while you fly it. You see, over this time, I've felt that the structures and systems I'd been using and following were crumbling and no longer working. I've been forced to find new ways of doing just about everything. But I've learned that I'm not alone, and there are tons of people around the globe that are going through a similar transformation. Some call it, you know, the new consciousness that we're all waking up to, or that it's a new reality. So over the last years, internally, for me, everything has been overhauling itself, and it's been exciting. It's also been challenging and very unsettling at times. But until now, it's all seemed internal or personal. But now with the current global pandemic and the upheaval that's revealing itself, I've seen what I've felt internally now happening externally. Everything is turning upside down, inside out, and being asked to reform itself for the new normal. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about some thoughts around the pandemic, what this situation may be bringing to the forefront, and how we might want to work with the energies that are presenting. I'll talk books and podcasts, and everything I mention will be detailed in the links on the episode page on the website. So there's no need to take notes. You can sit back, listen, and in the end, if there's something you would like to explore more of, you can find the details on the website, listeninpod.com. That's listen with two N's, pod.com. So I want to start from the beginning. And when I mean the beginning, I mean with anxiety. Anxiety is something that comes up when we go into the future, we're uncertain about the future, we have fears in the future, and we start to become anxious. And I think right now, with what's going on globally with the pandemic, we are dealing with a huge amount of anxiety. And so what helped me with anxiety was Eckhart Tolle and Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. And if you haven't read it, I'm going to read a little snippet from it just to start this conversation off. But it's an incredible resource for when you're dealing with uncertainty. It's a book that he has written that answers a number of questions around being present and being in the now. And it's a lifesaver as far as I'm concerned, and I think everybody should get a copy of it and keep it on their bedside table and read it from time to time. So I'm just going to jump in right here, so forgive me as I'm going to read this off the page. So when you listen to a thought, you are aware not only of the thought, but also of yourself as the witness of the thought. A new dimension of consciousness has come in. As you listen to the thought, you feel a conscious presence, your deeper self, behind or underneath the thought, as it were. The thought then loses its power over you and quickly subsides because you are no longer energizing the mind through identification with it. This is the beginning of the end of involuntary and compulsive thinking. When a thought subsides, you experience a discontinuity in the mental stream, a gap of no mind. At first, the gaps will be short, a few seconds perhaps, but gradually they will become longer. When these gaps occur, you feel a certain stillness and peace inside you. This is the beginning of your natural state of felt oneness with being, which is usually obscured by the mind. With practice, the sense of stillness and peace will deepen. In fact, there is no end to its depth. You will also feel a subtle emanation of joy rising from deep within, the joy of being. And Eckhart Tolle goes on to talk about things like the space between sounds. And for example, if you're listening to a car alarm and it's going off, and it's annoying you, try to hear the silence between the beeps as opposed to the beeps. So he talks a lot about this stillness or this space where we are not actively thinking or actively engaging in what's happening. And so after reading this book and having this concept of being present introduced to me, once the pandemic came along, I came to the realization that we were being given an opportunity to expand the space in our lives between the busyness and the habitual, the robotic, and open up the spaces that have been lying dormant or have been overlooked. And from these spaces are going to come our new normal. And so I loved reading his book, and I also loved how it helped me look at this opportunity that we've been given. And so we've been given this opportunity to focus in on the things that we haven't had time to focus in on. And so one of the ways that I've enjoyed expanding the spaces in my life have been through meditation. And meditation is something that I've dabbled in over and over the years. You know, I've tried all different types. But there's been two times in my life where it's kind of just hit me right between the eyes, so to speak. And one of them was when I was speaking with a natural healer, and I was talking about the future that I was trying to create and the new type of work that I wanted to do and how I didn't want it to be, you know, anxiety driven or, you know, that intense kind of hunger and chase and fight that creates so much stress. And he looked at me and he said, "Well, what are you doing to create that?" And I fell silent. And then he said, "I want to reintroduce you, as I've many times, to the concept of meditation, because you have to do something to create the stillness in your life that you desire." And so that was a real sort of like, okay, Brian, you know, shit or get off the pot kind of thing. Like, take this serious, start introducing meditation into your life. And so I started with, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And what I found was it grew. Like, it was like filling up a tank or a reserve to help me deal with stressful moments. And so I would find that after 20 minutes, for example, it wasn't enough. I wasn't ready to come out of it. And so I started to do 30 minutes regularly every day. And then in episode 20, I was talking with David Nelson, and he introduced us to the research behind the fact that they can now measure the body's reaction, the genes, our genes' reaction to 20 to 30 minutes of meditation a day. And so that for me, you know, those two things were kind of like, boom, okay, Brian, you've now got to start to do more meditation. And so that just reinforced my desire to take meditation seriously and integrate it into my daily practice. Now, there's a lot of apps, there's a lot of courses, there's a lot of online stuff to do with meditation. But there is one thing that I came across that I thought was very valuable, and it was valuable for me. I got it through Audible because I have a membership to Audible, and it ended up becoming free for some reason at some point in time. So I don't know if it's still free. There might be a small charge. But if you are an Audible member and you want to check it out, it's a 21-day guided meditation with Jess Ray. And I found it very helpful because it's 10 minutes a day for 21 days. And each day she introduces you to a different aspect of meditation or a different method, or I don't even know the proper language, but it was just a really great way of getting 21 sort of instructions on breathing or what to think about or different methods. And it just sort of gives you like this, you know, it's kind of like a crash course in meditation, and it gives you a bunch of different techniques and tools to use on your own that you can then expand with, and you can do for longer than the 10 minutes if you want to. It's a great introduction. And hopefully I'm going to do a full episode on meditation in the very near future. That's a goal, and there'll be a lot more information for you for that. So now I want to take a little bit of a turn away from dealing with anxiety, and I want to talk about love. Because as we increase the space in our lives, things start to fill in. And something that we're seeing fill in right now is a lot of love and gratitude. It's being, focused on healthcare and frontline workers right now. There's an increase in compassion and love for the elderly, for the young. But this increased space for love is not just because of the pandemic. It's been brewing, and I'll give you something so you can watch it grow in our collective, okay? So let's go back a few years. If you understand the American electrical or the American election system, you know Bernie Sanders. And he was talking social progressive ideas for quite a while. And back in the beginning of the 2016 election, everybody thought he was crazy. He was fringe. You know, he was a socialist. The ideas that he was saying were just never going to be, would never become reality. And then you fast forward present day, 2020, and everybody is talking about the stuff he was talking about. It's become mainstream to talk about these socially progressive ideas. And so seeing how that happened and how quickly that happened, what's the crazy fringe thing that we've seen happening in the lead up to the 2020 election? Marianne Williamson and her message around love. So she comes onto the scene, throws her hat in the ring, and in the debates and things starts saying all sorts of stuff around love, and everybody thinks that she's crazy. But watch how it's going to start to grow. And as it fast tracks, and with what's happening now with the pandemic, I don't think she sounds so crazy. And I think by 2024, you might see a lot more people talking about the need for more love, more gratitude, more compassion in our society. And so that's just sort of a, like, you know, for me, a real world practical example of how love and gratitude is growing, is because you're having somebody who's running for president of the United States with the courage to start to make it part of their, you know, their mandate or what they're talking about. And so just like Bernie Sanders has sort of brought this evolution of progressive social ideas to the forefront, someone like her has thrown love into that ring, and let's see how it grows. And specifically with this pandemic, I think it's going to really ground itself. So another really big eye-opener for me around love was a podcast I heard. It's Brené Brown's Unlocking Us podcast. And she does an episode on loneliness and connection. And her guest is Dr. Vivek Murphy. And what blew me away was that Dr. Murphy was the 19th Surgeon General of the United States. And that's about as scientific and practical and as serious as you can get. And in this episode, Dr. Murphy talks about the need for true and authentic relationships. And he challenges the traditional signals of worth, acquiring wealth, reputation, and power. And he talks about his research that shows that the true definition of worth is the ability to give and receive love. Wow. Like, that just to me was like, here's somebody kind of straight out of the White House, straight out of government, you know, as I say, as serious and as practical as it gets. And he's devoting the rest of his career to love. Wow. And this is playing out right before our eyes. You know, we have people like Trump, who's all about power and wealth. And over in the far wings, we have a growing call for love, respect, and compassion. So let's watch it grow and bear witness to the transformation, because it is happening right before our eyes. Before I move on, though, I just want to go back and just give a shout out to Brené Brown's podcast, Unlocking Us. The content and conversation is timely and needed, and Brené is a researcher, messenger, and a healer at her core, so her interactions with her guests are extremely authentic, which I believe we need right now. But if you're a podcaster And this is where I'm going to jump off track a little bit. If you're a podcaster or an advertiser, there is something that I want to bring to your attention, and it's the way that Brené presents her advertising sponsors' content. She does it so authentically. She tells stories, whether it's about Siete Foods or Audible. She tells these very in-depth personal stories about her relationship with this, whether it's a product or a service. And it's done in a way that I think raises the bar, and it gives all people who are in, whether it's advertising or trying to sell something, a very high standard of authenticity. So you can listen to her podcast for the incredible content and conversations. But if you're in the podcasting or the advertising world, just listen for that alone, because it's game changing. And another timely episode of Brené's podcast was with grief expert David Kessler. And David talks about the present moment and how the globe is going through a stage of grieving, and we are all grieving the loss of the old normal. We're not sure what the new normal is going to be, but we know that it's changed and it's going to change forever. And he references, for example, air travel pre and post 9/11, and how the way we traveled by air changed after that moment, and it changed forever, and it's not going back. And so he talks about this, and he talks about the importance to understand how people are grieving through this time. And then he talks about the young people. And this was the part that hit me, because I have young kids and teenage kids. And he said that the biggest loss that somebody grieves is their loss, whatever that is. So whether it's you're grieving the loss of a spouse or a parent or a job, you know, we have a tendency to go, well, that's real grief. That person's really grieving. But anybody who is losing something, if that's the biggest loss they've experienced in their lifetime, then that's something worth respecting and allowing them to grieve. And so he talks about the young people and how they're grieving the loss of school, friends, graduation, and that we need to allow the space for them to grieve this and not just sort of brush it off and, you know, get over it. You know, you can graduate later, or you can have something in September. No, they're going through the stages of grief. And so I thought that that was an extremely important episode to listen to at this time. So if you get a chance, check it out. So just to get myself back on track, so I started out with anxiety, and I talked about, you know, being present, and I talked about creating space and how through using meditation we can expand the space. And with this pandemic, we've all been given an opportunity to spend some time in the space that we normally have filled with busyness. And so from this space that we've created is going to come the new normal, and things like gratitude and love will hopefully, and compassion will hopefully, fill this new normal more than it existed in our old normal. Which leads me to the thinking of, well, what part or what control do we as individuals have over the new emerging normal? So as I was pondering this, I came across Russell Brand's podcast. It's called Under the Skin with Russell Brand. And I think he touches on this extremely well in the episode Stay Alert, The Beginning of the End of COVID. And I'm going to paraphrase him. So by all means, jump on YouTube, check it out. It's there's a video version of it there that just focuses in on this little piece. But you know, he basically is saying, why on earth would we want to rush back to normal? Like a normal that we all know was not working. I mean, maybe, just maybe it was working for a few, but it was not working for the majority of humanity. It was broken. It's out of touch with the new consciousness that is trying to birth itself. And the old systems were all being propped up and artificially held together. So if it's broken, then let's work together to create a new normal that works for everyone. So we need to collectively create new systems. We cannot rely on the old authorities to do that. They are going to force us back into an old normal. So we need to transform. And so how do you go about transforming these ginormous systems? Well, you start with yourself, with the individual. And this personal transformation is where we as individuals are being asked to step up and help bring about a new normal that is better for everyone. So this leads me to the big discussion around transformation, the personal transformation that many feel that they are being called to go through. If reality is suspended, and I mean whether it's through this pandemic or whether it's through some other life situation, but if you find your reality suspended and things no longer are clear or working, and you find yourself with the space to make some evolving change in your life, but you're feeling lost, rudderless, you're not really sure how to approach it, you have lots of fear, anxiety around it, well, this brings me to another great podcast. This one is from Elizabeth Gilbert. First, let me say one thing about Elizabeth Gilbert. I have never read anything she has written, none of her books. I never saw the movie Eat, Pray, Love. I have only heard her talk and tell her story and work with others as they tell their own. And she is a brilliant, soulful, creative human that has so much to share and give at this time when it comes to choosing a personal transformation based on love and not ego. So if you want to know more about her, you can listen to her telling her story, The Alpha Wolf, on the Moth Radio podcast, or you can find her pretty much everywhere. You can find podcast conversations with the likes of Oprah and Russell Brand. But for a real gift at this specific time, if you're going through a personal transformation, listen to her podcast, Magic Lessons. It's from a few years ago. She is working mostly with creative people, but the process and guidance she gives is so empowering, especially during this time where we're having to make choices. And as I said, kind of full circle, we're bringing, you know, our new normal. We want more love. We want to do things that are not just driven by the ego. And all of that is kind of wrapped up beautifully in her podcast episodes that she's done. Forgive me my ramblings, but that's my little gift for this time. We're all dealing with increased anxiety, so please look for ways to create that space. Be present, quiet your mind, and if you are drawn to meditation, by all means, try it. Open up to the love that is emerging around, and if you are encouraged to transform your personal expression and bring more love and less ego into this journey, there are some helpful podcasts that you can embrace. And if this helps just one person, then I am grateful for having the opportunity to share my thoughts. Until I'm back, be open, be courageous, and share the love. Well, that's another episode of Listen In. Thanks for being. Please subscribe, leave comments, or head on over to our website at listeninpod.com. That's listen with two N's, pod.com, where you'll find episode notes, links to anything that we talked about in this episode, and you can connect with us about being a guest on Listen In.